Are you ready to unlock your true potential? Introducing 30 Days to Unleash the Lion Within, a revolutionary series that will transform you into the leader God intends you to be. In just 30 days, you'll embark on a journey of self-discovery and growth. This free resource offers a series of messages, each packed with proven methods to simplify and apply God's word to your life. Inside this series, you'll find practical strategies to unleash your leadership potential. You need to learn how to harness the power of God's wisdom and apply it to your everyday decisions. Discover how to lead with integrity, inspire others, and make a lasting impact. But this just isn't another series. It's a transformative experience that will help you find your purpose, ignite your passion, and unleash the lion within. So visit thelionwithin.us/unleash to claim your free copy of this series. Don't wait any longer. Visit thelionwithin.us/unleash and become the leader God intends you to be. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, I'm so excited to have you here this week. Let's get right into it. This is going to be a heavy week, I'm telling you, fellas. We've been talking about a lot of stuff that it's not easy. But it's important. So now, the scripture of the week this week, the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 12. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Guys, that's some heavy scripture right there. I'm telling you, this is gonna be incredible. We're gonna get into it. We're gonna be talking about some heavy stuff for sure. We're gonna be talking about spiritual warfare. What does it look like? How can we recognize it? And I'm telling you, the guest this week is phenomenal. One of the most powerful conversations we've had on The Lion Within Us, and setting it up for that conversation that's gonna come out in a few days. It's right here. This spiritual kickoff. So let's dig into it, fellas. We're going to start going right here with understanding where is the book of Ephesians. We got to start with fundamental stuff. That's okay. That is in the New Testament, before Philippians, after Galatians. It can be kind of hard to find, just to be real. So you may have to flip through some of those epistles. I got to Galatians. Just back up a little bit, okay? Now, this is one of Paul's prison epistles. And 6:12 gives a ton of insight into a lot of the spiritual dynamics at play in the lives of Christian men. Let's just be real. Particularly for you guys who are leaders, this is happening. Because this illuminates in this one verse an often overlooked reality that our daily challenges and conflicts, right? Though they may be appear to be more of a relational type of conflict or physical or type deal, they have a lot of deeper spiritual underpinnings. They just do. And as we recognize this, that's so crucial for a Christian, particularly a Christian leader, because we're shifting from the things we can see to the things that we can't see, from the immediate stuff right now to the eternal stuff, from the human strength and power we have to that divine power. And I'm telling you, I just get goosebumps talking about this stuff because it's real. We need to start off with understanding the battle, because Apostle Paul right here. In Ephesians 6:12, he is pulling back the curtain for us on our earthly struggles, and he's kind of giving us a glimpse, a picture of that cosmic conflict that is raging right now in the spiritual realm. We can't see it, but it's there. And as leaders, the decisions that we made, the pressures that we face, the opposition that we encounter, can be influenced by these spiritual forces of wickedness. It's just real. Now, this doesn't mean I'm not trying to paint some big with a broad brush right here. I'm not trying to tell you guys that every challenge that you face is directly a demonic attack. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm telling you right here, there's a larger set of complexity in our life that we need to be aware of. And this takes spiritual discernment, okay? And that is not something they're selling in Amazon. You can't go order a big bucket of spiritual discernment. I wish you could, but no, it doesn't work that way. We need to understand that this battle is raging. It's all around us. And just because you can't see some things doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And you can't see the wind, but that wind's out there. It's blowing. And we got to recognize the battle. And then we need to also recognize who we're battling against, fellas. We just need to know that. Because it's so easy as leaders out there, particularly trying to walk it out as a Christian, to misconstrue the source of our opposition. We can so quickly try to attribute that to, you know what, it's this person or it's this circumstance that I find myself in. That's my enemy right there. I can clearly see them. This verse challenges that. This verse is saying, oh, you need to think about it a little bit deeper. Go under the surface. You need to think about who your true adversary is. Because that true adversary is not the person in the situation right in front of you, but the spiritual forces that work behind that. Now, this starts changing something about our perspective. Because this starts to lean in with these ideas of forgiveness, patience, love. All the hard stuff, let's just be real. For those that are being against us, we're supposed to forgive them. We're supposed to be patient to them. We're supposed to love them from crying out loud. Because guess what? They are subjects of their own spiritual battle. And once you start thinking about that, man, it changes everything. And then Paul, as he's giving us this insight here, he follows 6:12 with some of the most famous scripture out there. With the armor of God passage, right? And he tells us the key to standing firm in these spiritual battles. Put on that belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. Put on the shod your feet with the gospel of peace, right? The faith, the salvation, the sword of the spirit, all that stuff. I'm telling you, fellas, you better put it on, particularly if you're in a leadership position. And when you start implementing the armor, okay, shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the word of God, the word of the Spirit, and you start using that stuff on a daily basis and leading with it and putting it on, it's going to change things. Because it's not just about personal protection, fellas. It's about leading with ethical, integral type of leadership, wisdom, discernment, grace. I don't know about you, but all those adjectives I just went through, that's not me by myself. No. I need something much, much greater to help me in those areas. Okay? So now, let's think of how we can apply this. Again, simplify and apply God's word. That's what SK is all about. How can we apply this to be better leaders? Well, you better start off by spending some time in prayer and reading scripture every day. I'm telling you, if you're not digging into God's word each and every day, asking for wisdom, discernment, guidance, strength, direction, all the things, you're missing a major opportunity. This is your lifeline to the Creator. Are you kidding me? And then don't use the world's version of true. Don't do that. Use Scripture. Use Scripture. Let that be your guide. Help that inform you. Let that help you make decisions. And then you better start praying for and seeking spiritual discernment. Because in conflicts or decisions, fellas, you better be taking a step back and praying for that discernment, because you need to understand there are spiritual dynamics at play. And you better ask God for his wisdom, for his insight, beyond just the immediate things that are happening right now. And I find myself, this is just kind of a little side thing here, fellas. I'm telling you, I find myself more and more in meetings or conversations just praying. All right, God, help me recognize this for what is true. What are you trying to reveal to me here? You start doing stuff like that, I'm telling you, it's going to change things for you. Now, as a leader, you also need to be trying to do all you can to foster unity. Okay? That unity is so important, because we need to recognize that division and strife, all the things that are out there within a team, organization, or group, whatever you may have, everything out there has spiritual roots. And if we're going to try to be united, then we better start and have things like encouraging open communication, or trying to reconcile certain things, or actually resolve the conflicts. Then you better start leaning into the idea of unity. And that's going to change the way you go about your leadership of others, the leadership of your teams. I'm telling you, it's going to be a fundamental shift. Okay, if I want to put unity at the forefront of how can I unite this group, What do I need to do? And you start asking for that spiritual wisdom and discernment there. And you started by all this by leading by example, because your model of a reliance on God is going to impact so many, so much more than anything you could ever take them or buy for them. They need to see your commitment. This is your family. This is the team that you work with, your coworkers, your customers, whoever it is. They need to see that you're committed to praying. They need to see you in the Word. They need to recognize your dependence on God. I mean, I'm telling you, if you just do this and just not be ashamed of it anymore, it's going to change stuff. And you need to be encouraging others for that spiritual growth, because that spiritual growth is how we're going to defeat this battle. So that means, you know what? Share podcasts out. Share devotionals out. Share blogs out. Mentor others. Create opportunities for people to explore their faith and ask you questions. Be willing to be the guy that launches these conversations. Because I'm telling you, once we start thinking about Ephesians 6:12, understand that you Christian leaders out there, you're there, and you can navigate your role as a Christian leader so much deeper once you recognize the attacks of the evil one and what's going on with the unseen. It's gonna arm you up. It's gonna give you that call to be vigilant against the evil one. It's gonna give you that call to be prayerful. It's gonna give you that call to just recognize your dependence of God, because our strength and victory is not in our human might, fellas. It's not, but it's in the power of God. Are you kidding me? This is what it's all about. So if we recognize also the spiritual dimensions of our struggles, we find grace that we can lead with love. We can stand strength to stand firm against that adversity. And then we can have the wisdom provided by God to point others towards Him. Because this world is overshadowed with spiritual forces out there, fellas. It's out there. It's evil. It's running rampant. It's crazy. Just go look at any news outlet, social media, wherever you choose to look and find your source of the world's truth. You'll find it. You're going to find the evil out there. We need to recognize this stuff. And I want you also to just recognize, this is the one question this week that I just threw out for a question a week for our community is there really a devil? And lots of people answer that with, really? That's your question? Because many people don't want to recognize that to be true. They don't believe that there's such thing as the evil one. No, there's no such thing as truly evil. That's fairy tale stuff. And I'm here to tell you, as a Christian believer, as a man, you better recognize this to be true. There is a Satan. He is not God, but there is a Satan. He's not omniscient. He's not omnipresent. Nope. He's not all-knowing, all-powerful. He can't be everywhere all at the same time. But there is a evil. There is a Satan. And there is a band of his minions that are going out there battling against us. And we need to recognize that if Ephesians 6:12 is right, then we better be doing all we can to put on that armor and go to battle every day. All right? All right, guys. Now, look. If you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, if you've made it this far to the line with Dennis, for some reason you've never confessed Him as your Lord and Savior, you're here for a reason. I don't know why. Maybe somebody tricked you and sent you this episode, and you're listening to this one, and you'll be one and done. Thank you for listening. Hopefully see you again. But if you haven't done that, I just want to share something with you, okay? And it starts with understanding we are made in God's image. You are. If you're listening to me right now, you are made in the image of God. There's not a flaw in you. Now, you may think that you're flawed and you're jacked up. I'm just here to tell you, there's not a flaw in you. God made you exactly the way He intended to. Every little thing, every little what you consider a defect, oh yeah, He put that there for a reason. Guess what? He did the same thing with Moses. Same thing with King David, with Solomon, Samson, all. Everyone in God that's ever been created, He made them in His image, just as He wanted. Now, that's great, but there's this little thing called sin, and that sin entered the world. And when that entered the world, it fractured that relationship. So yes, we still are made in His image, but there's a gap, because we have a holy and righteous God, and we have us. And that's just reality. And there's nothing we can do to overcome this gap. I wish there was. Like, I wish you could work your way and you could buy your way or something like that. And then, okay, I'm in. I can be with God now. It doesn't work that way. Ultimately, we need to recognize we're all sinners and we all fall short of His glory. And once we recognize that to be true and see, okay, I can see the sin nature that I have. You know that pull to do stuff you know you shouldn't be doing, but you're going to do it anyway because you know what? I'm just going to do what I want to do when I want to do it because I got this and you should get up out my way. Yeah, that's sin. That's pulling us away from God. That's relying on us. We need to recognize that. Okay, what do we do? If I'm a sinner, there's nothing I can inherently do to close this gap. How do you get salvation? How do you get to heaven? What's that look like? Well, it's recognizing, first of all, that you have a need. And that need is for a Savior. Now, luckily, we have that. Jesus, He came on a rescue mission for us. He left heaven. He came to earth. He was born. He lived. He taught. He did the miracles. He did all the parables, the teachings. He helped equip the disciples to go out and spread the message. And then He went to the cross, to Calvary on that cross and paid the penalty for our sin. And He was nailed to that cross. He died. And they laid Him in a tomb. He rented that thing for 3 days. And then He rose. And He overcame death. And right now, He sits at the right hand of the Father. And no one gets to heaven except through Him. I'm telling you, He is the way, the truth, and the life, fellas. That is it. There is no other name under heaven that's been given among men by which we must be saved. It is Jesus and Jesus alone. So once you recognize that, okay, I'm made in God's image. That's awesome. Oh, got this sin nature. Not so awesome. Oh, look, awesome. Got Jesus. Awesome again. What do I need to do? So glad you asked. Confess Him as Lord and Savior. And that means Lord and Savior of your life, of your finances, of your health, of your marriage, including your bedroom. I'm going to go ahead and get personal here. Your kids, your career, everything. You have to surrender to Him. Lord, I just want to follow You. I'm going to be obedient to whatever You tell me to do. When you surrender your life to Him, you have the Holy Spirit that's going to come and dwell in you. You're going to have that personal relationship with God living right in you right now. You have a new heart. The scale is going to fall off on your eyes. You'll be able to see right now the spiritual battle that we're in. He's going to give you His eyes. He's going to show you, give you wisdom and discernment to help you in your path, in your journey. And it starts with making that crucial decision that you need to make right now. Are you choosing to surrender to Him? You can't outsource this to someone else. Like I teach with our kids and I tell them, can't outsource this to mom, dad, grandma, granddad. Doesn't work that way. No. Or your teacher. No. This is a decision you have to make. No one can make it for you. But it is the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. And I pray, if you're hearing my voice, you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, that you're hearing right now the absolute need you have to just give it up and follow Him. If you're right there, let's pray. So, Father, I'm praying for that one listener, just one, who's hearing my voice, who recognize that they are a sinner in need of a Savior, and that they're turning their life over to You. So I pray You be with that listener. I pray You give them encouragement right now. I pray You just give them a peace as they make this decision, as they confess You, O Lord and Savior. And I also pray You put people in their life that will help guide and direct them along their journey. I pray that You equip them, Father, to fight the battle that they're going to fight by choosing to surrender to themselves, to surrender our old self, and to follow You. We love You, Jesus. We praise You. And I just pray for this one person right now in Christ's name. Amen. So, all right. So now look, if you just accepted Christ as your Savior, I want you to do us a favor. Send us an email, chris@thelionwithin.us. And that's chris@thelionwithin.us. Yes, I'm putting my email out there, and that's fine because I want to hear from you. I want to send you some free resources. I want to get you connected with some people that are going to help you get plugged into a local church if you're not in one already. If you're in one already, good. We're all set there. I want to give you some free resources to help you along the way, okay? So again, get connected with us there. And then, because you can't go into this battle alone. Because what we're going to be talking about this week is the battle that we're in, spiritual warfare that we're in. That's what we talked about today. You can't fight it alone. You're going to have someone come alongside you and disciple you. I'm not saying it's me, but maybe some guys in our community. Maybe some guys in your local community. I just want to make sure that you are not doing this by yourself. Because if you try to do this by yourself, you most likely will fail. You need resources. You need help. You need to recognize there's nothing wrong with reaching out. Okay. So again, send me an email. Love to connect with you. Guys, come back on Wednesday. I'm telling you, this conversation, this is a must listen to, fellas. We go deep. We're real. We're vulnerable. We're transparent. We're authentic in this conversation. We're very compassionate. We're all over the place talking about spiritual warfare. This is a big, big deal. Big, big deal. And I just want you guys to just know how much we're working each and every week to put out content, not just for the sake of putting out content, but to put out content that encourages you, that helps you along your path, along your journey. Because, fellas, if I can just encourage one man through the Lion Within Us to lean into the Holy Spirit, to take steps of obedience, to do whatever God's calling him to do, all the work's worth it. So just lean into that idea. Lean into, okay, what is God calling me to do? And if you need help, if you need encouragement, I'm just going to ask you straight up. Come over to the Lion Within Us and join. Be part of our community. Jump into the summit, leadership development, where we go deep every month. Go check out our YouVersion Bible apps. Maybe you can't jump in right now. Go check out our YouVersion Bible apps. They're free. It's a great way to get started. Or maybe you are liking what we're doing. And you're seeing value. And you recognize we need more of this. Be a donor. Just come on as a monthly donor. Support us. Give us encouragement. I mean, we need more and more guys and girls out there that are encouraging us. And the last thing I'll ask for, can't do any of that stuff. That's fine. Can't do anything. The one thing you can do that I'm going to be selfish in asking is for prayer. As you start battling this way to this level to this type of content all the time, the evil one just attacks. I'm just being real. The evil one just attacks nonstop. So your prayers are coveted. They're needed. They're felt. They're welcomed. I need them more than you'll ever know. So I just ask for those continued prayers. Lift us up. Lift the line. Pray for wisdom. Pray for discernment. Pray for how we can continue to serve at a high level and continue to serve in ways we haven't even thought of right now. That wisdom, that discernment comes from the prayers all around us. And all of a sudden, the spiritual eyes are given and we can see. So anyway, fellas, check that stuff out again. TheLionWithin.us, TheLionWithin.us is our resources for all the stuff for the website. Go check it out. The community, the YouVersion, the summit, all the different items we have there, the live events. We have I'm just so excited about the live events, particularly the mission trip. Mission trip's coming up in September. I need guys that are willing to surrender a little bit of their time. And let's go do something awesome together, okay? All right, so fellas, get back. You don't want to miss this episode on Wednesday. Hopefully see you back here for that one. If I can serve you in any way, thelionwithin.us. Go get on our email list. Jump over. I will send you a message, and I promise you that we will be connected. We'll have that conversation from there, okay? All right, so get after it. Have a great day. And remember, keep unleashing the lion within.
If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community, and the areas that we're helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much needed boost directly from God's word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn. And even our amazing forum where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens the iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us, and I'll see you inside the den.